League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast, episode 1039. It's the 11th of April, 2018. On the podcast today, I have Andy Hollingworth, CEO of Tuple, T-O-O-P, discusses their two recent significant contract wins. Also on the podcast, John Mayer, mining analyst and partner at SP Angel, talks about Bushveld Minerals, BMN. And as always, I have the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours, and the top five most liked RNSs too.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Andy Hollingworth, CEO of Tuple. That's T-O-O-P. Andy, thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Justin.
Now, you've got some good news out, some positive news, not only recently, but a couple of weeks back, and we'll get into that in a bit. Before we do, Andy, for people listening right now who've never heard of Tuple, explain what you're all about, please.
Yeah, certainly. Tuple are an online-first business for telco solutions, that is data connectivity like broadband, mobile SIMs and cloud-based office telephony to the UK small business market. Typically, businesses that have under 50 employees, of which there are approaching just over 5 million of those in the UK. And the current incumbent in the market, BT, still own a good chunk of that market share. So Tuple provide a fixed price, budgetable platform where small businesses can literally take market disruptive pricing for the best technology that is available across all of the UK carriers. So we're carrier centric in terms of we do not just sell one network. We provide the small businesses with the best service for their geographic location.
Absolutely. Okay, and it seems to be working out there because you've announced today and a couple of weeks back a couple of contract wins. So take us through it, Andy. I mean, start with whichever one you want to, but take us through these contract wins, please.
Yeah, 2018 has started very strongly for Tuple. We were pleased to announce back on the 26th of March, which is a little over 3 weeks ago, that we won a contract with a London-based bakery. This bakery had been right from inception on BT. They had over 50 stores throughout the London area and quickly realised through our digital marketing, they received our digital marketing, that they wanted to talk to Tuple about our fixed price and budgetable approach. We looked at all of their stores. We looked at all of the data connectivity that they had in all of their stores and their head office and their distribution plant. And we gave them a proposal that was really quick in terms of the proposal to say, this is what you'd spend with Tuple on a monthly basis. This is the speed increases that you get over and above the incumbent. And we could roll out that fixed price within 10 working days. So delighted that that they signed a 24-month contract, and within 10 working days, all of their stores were transferred over to Tupol, and they received the speed and the price benefit within those 10 working days. And then as soon as all the stores were done, the head office and the distribution plant transferred over as well. And most recently, actually, in the last 3 or 4 days, all the new stores that they're expanding have also come on. So the contract's grown in size from signing it, and they signed, happy to sign a 24-month contract. Not only is the contract grown in size, but other peer organisations that they knew of, they've referred to Tupol, and we've won contracts out of that as well. So really pleasing, because it tells us that our proposition to the end users in terms of the small businesses is correct. It's appealing. It saves the customer money against the big carriers and the incumbents. It allows them to budget. And obviously, most appealing to the customer is the seamless transfer over to Tupol with no downtime whatsoever for in this particular example, their stores. And that means that they're pleased with the customer experience. And as a result of that, they've also referred a number of customers that have signed contracts with us as well.
Yeah.
So you can judge it as a successful contract win. All the stores, all the head offices, all the distribution plants are now transferred over to Tupol within a little over 10 working days.
Yeah, well, do you know, when you come previously, I've often asked the question, so where do you differ from the big guys? And this is proof in the pudding here, because you've often said that you tailor-make your proposition to small companies and the big guys don't. It's one size fits all, pretty much. And so this validates your proposition, like you say, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. We need to make sure, and we all have always made sure through the Merlin software platform that Tupol is scalable. But at the same time, it doesn't just need to be scalable in terms of customer numbers. It needs to be scalable in terms of great customer experience. This supports that. We've always said that Tupol was designed and set up for the 1 to 50 employee market, the small business market. But what we're seeing through this contract win and the contract win that we'll go on to talk about is Tupol is now appealing to the real top end of that market, and hence, customers that are worth a lot more revenue and a lot more margin to us.
Yeah, well, let's talk about the contract win today you've announced with a Southern England-based tyre company. Take us through the detail there, if you could.
Yeah, this particular company, based in the southeast of the UK, independent tyre company, distributing tyres commercially. They were reviewing and looking at their mobile connectivity for all of their on-site and mobile workforce. Again, responding to some of the Tupol digital marketing that we've been putting out there. We're originally with Vodafone on all of their mobiles, and we're talking a figure approaching 50 plus mobiles. Looked at the proposition from Tupol in terms of the Vodafone proposition, the O2 proposition, the EE proposition. All our propositions were very similar in the way that they were designed to the customer, which meant unlimited calls, unlimited texts, and you choose the data amount for a fixed price per month. Tupol is very different. We advise our customers that do not fund the handsets through the airtime, because you end up paying through the nose for the handset over the contract length. Dissociate them. We provide handsets at a trade price to the customer, and then a really, really great airtime price. This particular customer really liked and was really appealed to that sense of pricing, fixed price and budgetable, and transferred all of their handsets across to Tupol on a 24-month minimum contract. And that was all transferred across within that was 3 working days once the migration numbers had been received.
Yeah.
And the customer is now happily billing with Tupol and contracted with Tupol for all of their mobile connectivity.
And you mentioned that it started well, 2018, and because I suppose, like you say, if you get new customers and they're very happy with your proposition, they spread the word, and you've got a digital marketing campaign going on. So, do you see this continuing, this growth?
Absolutely. I mean, we do a lot of digital marketing. We are talking now to well over a million small businesses a month, and reaching out to well over a million small businesses a month on our digital marketing activity. But what is also, and that we know how many inquiries we're generating on a daily basis. We know how many we're converting. on a daily basis. The inquiries have increased in January, February and March this year versus January, February and March last year, and the conversion of those inquiries have increased for the same period last year as well. But what is just as exciting is obviously now with a rapidly increasing customer base and services base, is the amount of referral business that's coming in through customers saying, please, can you talk to this company that operate next to us or operate in the building next to us or the industrial unit next to us, and also existing customers that are adding more services during the period of their contract. And that tells you that you are getting the customer experience and the pricing and the proposition and the bill experience correct.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, Andy, if someone's listening to this and you are at the moment a microcap, which appeals to a lot of our listeners because it doesn't take a lot to move the needle. If someone's listening to this and like the sound of this but are not following the story yet, give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page and add you to their watch list, please.
Yes, certainly. I think number one, a customer base that's in net growth and a revenue line that is in net growth. Number two, all contracts that we sign bring guaranteed annuity revenue for a period of the contract and beyond. And thirdly, I'm sure that you would expect me to comment on this. A current market cap that I think personally offers significant growth potential.
Absolutely. Well, thanks very much, Andy. And like I say, you keep me busy, so hopefully we'll be chatting again in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now is John Mayer, mining analyst and partner at SP Angel. John, thanks for joining me again.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Now, you're an award-winning mining analyst, so I always like to hear what you've got to talk about. And I know one of the stocks you follow and you write a lot about and you've covered on the podcast previously announced an operational update today, and that was Bushveld Minerals, BMN. Take us through. First of all, people are not aware of what they do, John. Can you explain what they do, please?
Bushveld Minerals own a 69% stake in Vametco, which is a vanadium producing business in South Africa. So Vametco has a mine and a production plant. They produce vanadium products for the steel industry. And demand for that's very strong, which is why the vanadium price has trebled over the last 18 months.
Explain what vanadium is used for, if you could, John, if people are not aware.
It's used for hardening steel. So construction companies want vanadium in rebar. If you're building houses, bridges, flats, anything really. If you haven't got vanadium, your steel is remarkably soft, as I discovered once when I bought a Chinese crowbar, and it was pretty useless for anything, frankly.
Wow, I don't want to ask what you bought a Chinese crowbar for, but okay, let's a little insight into your life there, John. But cool, so take us through the operational update, if you could, John.
Well, today they're talking about the development of an electrolyte plant. So vanadium electrolyte is used in vanadium redox flow batteries. Mm-hmm. And this is a technology that rivals lithium ion batteries when it comes to utility scale installation. So if you want to balance the power that's coming from solar farms and wind farms, you need some form of large-scale battery to store that power when the wind doesn't shine and the wind doesn't blow and the sun doesn't shine. Mm-hmm. Get that the right way around. You need to store the power, and then you need to release that when the demand is there. Vanadium flow batteries are extremely reliable, and there are a number of very, very large grid installations being planned in the world. And we see news today from Bushveld that there's another two major plants being planned for China, although the big one that they were building this year seems to be on hold for now, and we're not sure what the reasons for that are. But we do think the technology is reasonably well understood. There's a big plant in Japan, and there are other plants being proposed in the UK and in the United States. So it is a technology that we hope will roll out rather well. And Bushveld Minerals will be extremely well placed with an electrolyte plant planned and with their own battery technology being produced. So they're producing a battery for Eskom at the moment. They're partway through the construction of that battery. and they hope that it will be completed, I think, at the end of this quarter. So that is exciting stuff. And for me, that suggests that Bushveld has the potential to re-rate into a technology-type rating if it's able to roll out these batteries, because not only will it have the technology for the batteries, but it will have the raw materials for feeding those batteries. The vanadium electrolyte is roughly 40 to 50% of the cost of the whole battery installation. That's a major component, and it's important to have the supply available.
God, do you know what? You're making me ill, because, like I said, I did buy these, you know, when they were literally, I think, run about 2 pence. And I did a lot of research on vanadium and all that, and read up the batteries and all that. And I thought, oh, that's going to be the next sort of biggest thing. But the share price went nowhere, you know, went nowhere for a long time, just drifting down. And this was like almost, a horrible time in the markets, 2016 onwards. And I just sold them. And now, you know, going from 2 pence to 16.5 pence. And you, by the sounds of it, they're not going to stop here. So I feel a bit gutted here, you know.
There's great momentum behind the shares. There are a number of very smart institutions that bought into the company recently. So it's very well supported, well founded. And the cash flow to come from the vanadium business alone is going to be extraordinary this year. Now, we don't know if vanadium prices will stay at these very high levels for the whole year, but if they did, we would be looking at cash flow of something over $150 million for the year, which would be an extraordinary number, given that the company has a market cap of about £170 million right now.
Yeah, I know, but do you know what? It's one of my rules. I've learned never to chase a fast-rising share price. I miss out sometimes, but more often than not, when I jump in on a fast-rising price, it comes back, so it annoys me. So, but like I say, looking at the chart, it literally is breakneck, you know, from even recently. It had a breather, went from like sort of almost 2 pence up to sort of 10 pence, then had a breather, came back to 8, and then it doubled pretty much in a couple of weeks, didn't it? So, again, recently, from March, the thing. So, it's a scary re-rate there. So, but you think more to come? And I'm looking at 150 million market cap, I think it is. Yeah.
I get what you're saying about fast-moving share prices, and it's always nice to be able to buy something on a bit of a pullback. And we never exactly know what the future holds for these things. But when you've got one of these stocks that is doing very well and the cash flow is strong, and there is momentum, sometimes you've just got to pay up for the quality.
Okay. Well, it's a rule of mine. I don't want to break, but I will wait. I will wait, because I know share price does not go straight up. It does come back. It may go a bit further, but it does not go straight up. But look in that chart. It has been going straight up pretty much for the last month. Cool, John. Always good to catch up with you, and hopefully we'll catch up next week. Thanks very much.
Look forward to next week. Thank you.
Okay, it's time for the top 5 most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours. It's a measure of money in a kind of way. There's only two reasons why someone should follow a company, in my mind, I think. This is a complete opinion. But I think, number one, they're already a shareholder and they're new to the Vox platform. So they're just updating, populating their watch list. And two, they're already on the platform and they like the company, so they're doing research, which may or may not lead to investment in the company. But you're the top 5 most followed. So it's worth paying attention to these companies. If they're in this, they feature in this top 5 regularly, it's worth paying attention, doing some research on them, because there's obviously a lot of interest being generated. Sometimes it can be hot air, but it's also worth doing some research. All right. At 4, it's D4T4. That's the ticker. And I've seen this mentioned. I've got to see why it is, D4T4. I've seen it mentioned. So it's D4T4 Solutions. That's the company. They have a contract, so it's up 4% or 5% a day. Market cap, 53 million. Okay, at number 4 is Serica, or SQZ, Serica Energy, SQZ there. And you probably say why I'm padding a bit, because I'm trying to search if there's any news from them. At 3, it's Vivo, HVO ticker. At 2, it's Pantheon Resources, PANR. And at number 1, It's Coro Energy, C-O-R-O. It used to be Saffron. Of course, it's restructured a bit, but it is Saffron. Okay, here's the top five most followed companies, or sort of most liked RNSs, I should say. At five, it's Blenheim Natural Resources, change of name. At four, Flying Brands, Imaging Biometrics announces partnership. At three, Greatland Gold, Fire Tower Project, new exploration program. Of GGP, of course. At two, it's Two Shields, which was Blenheim Natural Resources. They did a Niger lithium update. And number one, most liked RNS came from Horizonte Minerals, water permit approved for Araguaia project. That's it for the podcast. Thanks for listening. Muchos apreciados.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hear the intriguing stories behind some of the world's best love songs in the FT's Life of a Song podcast. From soul to funk, to punk to jazz. Discover how classic songs like Smells Like Teen Spirit, Yesterday, and Stairway to Heaven were born. Search online or listen at ft.com/podcasts. Plus, don't miss the new Life of a Song book, featuring a compilation of 50 songs that have appeared in FT weekend columns. Pick up your copy from Amazon, your local bookshop, or give a gift to someone who'd enjoy this brilliant literary mixtape.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.